Stand to the very top. Another track. I'm going to do a snare roll.
Rock and roll!
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, we like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Now.
Yo, Bleak! Yo, Bleak! You coming out to play?
What's the devil on this?
I know.
Yo, Bleak!
Anyway,
you got to have the game!
Come on!
Go outside!
Go on!
Bleak, we need you!
Please, be quiet!
Sorry, Mrs. Gilliam. We just wanted to know if Bleak could come out.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare, out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. Yeah, any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Oh, my God. All right, everybody. It's Bleak in here at the studio here. I'm peeking myself out here. Somebody turned up the microphone thing, and now it's all loud. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? It's been an interesting week for me. I did Bumber Shoot last weekend. Labor Day weekend thing. That was kind of cool. There weren't a lot of bands that I was interested in really checking out this year for some reason. I don't know what it was. Maybe I just haven't been keeping up with bands, or there just weren't that many that were very inspired that caught my interest over the year. I don't know what it was. There was just nobody. So it was comedy year. Focus on comedy year. So I saw a lot of people on the weekend. I saw... Doug Benson was there. He's unscheduled, but he appeared throughout the weekend at different people's events. Patton Oswalt was there. I saw him a couple times, and I saw him do a stand-up thing. I saw Tig Notaro do the exact same set twice, and once was kind of funny, and the second time... A carbon copy. I don't know what the hell it was. She is like a robot. She even says that herself, like a robot. But anyway, there you go. That's some of the things that I did at Bumber Shoot. It was comedy weekend, like I said. Saw Marc Maron. Now, this is something that I wanted to tell you about. Marc Maron, I've been listening to the podcast of his since the beginning. And so I ran into Marc Maron at the Bumber Shoot. Well, actually, I saw him twice doing different shows. I saw one of his stand-up things, and I saw a live taping of the WTF podcast that he does, you know. And then Monday morning, I find myself... My wife says, let's go get breakfast at the Whole Foods down the road. So I say, oh, okay, whatever. So we go to the Whole Foods down the road, and I'm looking around for this and that and blah, blah. And I find myself, you know, maybe I should just read you this email that I sent to Marc Maron. If I can find it. Now, here it is. All right, here's an email I sent to Marc Maron. If you don't know who Marc Maron is, where you been? But he does a very popular podcast called, a comedy-based podcast called WTF. You can find it at WTFpod.com, I believe it is. Anyway, here's what I wrote to Marc Maron. So I wasn't that thrilled about the Bumbershoot music lineup this year and decided to focus on the comedy stages this time. So each day I stand in the line so that I can stand in another line to get my guaranteed comedy stage pass. By the third day, I'd already seen you twice. Once for a stand-up show and again for a live taping of the WTF podcast. Monday morning, I'm at the grocery store, which was Whole Foods, thinking about getting some food and coffee and thinking how I have to get back in the lines to get my comedy tickets again. Now, I'm waiting behind a couple dudes who are blocking my view of the pastries I'm trying to see and thinking, all right, move along now, guys. I'm on a schedule. But my wife says something like, look. And contrary to my style of never looking anyone in the eye, I look up and there's Marc Maron right in front of me. What the fuck? I thought that was pretty great, but I don't want to be the annoying Klingon fan geek, so I just say something like, yeah, I'm just a fan. Already seen you twice this weekend and stuff like that. And then I need to get some coffee. And then again, I'm waiting for you guys who got in before me at the counter. And I'm thinking, oh, fuck, I'm going to seem like the guy who's hovering. And it's just going to freak Marin out. And I'm going to come off like a douche nozzle. But you ask me if I've heard the Judd Apatow interview. That was cool of you to ask me about that. I mean, I would have been happy just to say howdy one more time and then see ya. Then I try to be funny when you tell me you're coming to Vancouver and I say, do you need anything? I got connections. You say, you do? And I say, no. Okay, maybe not so funny. What was kind of funny was the guy behind me at the coffee bar line hears us talking about you coming to town and whatnot and leans over to me and asks, is that Weezer? Anyway, thanks for being so approachable and friendly. I had a great time seeing you over the festival weekend, and I'll try to see you when you come out here. I am one of those listeners who feels like I know you, but I also know when not to be too familiar and creepy. I've met a few of my heroes in the past, found that the theory about usually being disappointed rings true very often. So thanks again for being so nice. If you need anything when you're in town, don't hesitate to contact me. I'll do what I can. That's my letter to Marc Maron. We had a nice little talk at the Whole Foods in Seattle, close to Seattle Center, where I saw Bumbershoot. Saw Dylan there. He tried to croak out a few numbers. You're trying to listen to the song. You think, is this a song? Is this a very famous song? I can't tell. Is this a famous popular song? I think it's one of the famous popular songs. It could be one of those famous popular songs. And then you sort of wait for the singing. So I still don't know if this is one of those famous popular songs. It could be one of those famous popular songs. And then you kind of strain your ears a little bit more to hear, and then you kind of hear a line, you're thinking, yeah, I think that's one of those famous popular songs that everybody came to hear. But he's singing it with somebody I heard said Bob Dylan, his show over the weekend, he made Tom Waits sound like Pavarotti, and so that rang true, and the songs were, I don't know, they were aptly played enough. They were all sort of revamped, like they say, so they didn't sound like the songs you knew. And then when he sang them, they sound even less like the songs you thought you knew. That's my review of that. I saw a few other bands and stuff, and nothing that notable. Billy Bragg was great. And English Beat. English Beat were great. What can I say? I liked them. They were good. You know, back when they were making hits and I was discovering them, as before a lot of you were born, but That's just the way of it these days with me. Well, I think we should get into some music. Thrill Jockey has continued to send me music and over the interweb. And so I've been collecting what Thrill Jockey's been sending me as their digital downloads, and these things will be coming out in the future here. Here's something that is to come out in a couple weeks now, I think it is. It's a little act called the Black Twig Pickers. Black Twig Pickers. You got that? And we're going to be hearing some tracks from the Black Twig Pickers right now. Not sure which track to play here. Let's just play Lay $10 Down. Lay $10 Down. That sounds like a good one to play. From Black Twig Pickers. Coming up on Thrill Jockey release number 249. So keep your eyes open for this one. Lay $10 Down on Exquisite Corpse Radio. No, I'm not hearing anything either. I don't hear anything. Can I figure out what's going on here? All right, here we go. Now, hey, there we go. All right, let's get back into it now. Black Twig Pickers. I know, really professional, huh? Yeah, I don't know. I you know, I was kind of, well, the name, it rings true, I guess. The Black Twig Pickers. That's kind of what I would have expected to hear. But I figured Thrill Jockey, who's usually sends me stuff that's kind of related to my format, would have sent me something a little more, you know, in that realm of experimental, obtuse, and you know, maybe dark ambient noise related sort of thing. But I don't know. I maybe think they're going for this sort of authentic Americana backwoods type of thing there. Lay $10 down from Black Twig Pickers. I think the album is called Ironto Special. It's Ironto, I-R-O-N-T-O. It's like Toronto, but with an Ironto Special. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Now, another thing which is kind of interesting, I don't know what their reasoning is about sending me stuff. About which ones they're going to send me and which ones they're not. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, which one did I say that was? From Thrill Jockey 249? They released 249? Well, they skipped a few and then they sent me Thrill Jockey release 255. Which is great. I like what they send me. But I'm having trouble figuring out, you know, what the reasoning is around sending me this stuff. So they sent me something which is interesting. It's Twig Harper and Daniel Higgs. Now, I don't know how I became the show for people to think I'm gathering up kindling or something. Black Twig Pickers and Twig Harper and Daniel Higgs here. Album called Clairaudience Fellowship. And maybe judging from the last band I played, Black Twig Pickers, which pretty much spelled out what I was going to be hearing, I'm figuring Clairaudience Fellowship, it sounds like a deep woods, backwoods gospel thing. Do you think? But I don't know. Let's see. They do have, like I mentioned before, obtuse. They do have obtuse album, or rather, track names. The first one's called Number One. And I'll give you three guesses what the second one is called. That's right. It's called Number Two. Now, I'll just give you one guess what track number three is called. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, number three. And it goes all the way to number seven. So let's hear, I'm not sure which one we're going to, let's just hear number one. That's usually, you know, something you present as one of your strong, you know, you play your strong hand or whatever the hell that is. Industry lingo that I'm not thinking of right now. Number One by Twig Harper and Daniel Higgs, Clairaudience Fellowship, from Thrill Jockey, number 255.
Love within love, beyond love. Truth within truth, beyond truth. Peace within peace, beyond peace. Jesus Christ does not suffice to describe what it is. Mercy within mercy, beyond mercy. Beauty within beauty, beyond beauty. Purity within purity, beyond purity. Jesus Christ does not suffice to describe what it reveals. The teaching within the teaching, beyond the teaching. Holiness within holiness, beyond holiness. The Amen within the Amen, beyond the Amen. Jesus Christ does not suffice to describe what it reveals. This nowhere upon which everywhere hangs. This no one of whom everyone is a radically limited expression. Prior to the first principle, hidden by the rapid madness of its distant energies, of which our world is but a trifling fossil. Jesus Christ does not suffice to describe what it reveals. Our true limits are precisely established, not that they might contour the spirit, but rather to grant us the gift of lowly pilgrim steps in an elegant animal costume, a human life, equipped with the staggering ignorance of a mind that is our crown, our bleeding tiny heart, the vital glyph of consciousness sealed upon us, that we may grow as its guest, as our bodily perceptions turn to engage only with God. Anointed in mystic toil, offering our best and worst thoughts and deeds in humble sacrifice, returned to the divine. Jesus Christ does not suffice to describe what it is. And yet, at the frontier of anointed consciousness, thou art a Christ-like church of Christ's house. Ever vigilant, sensitive to the slightest change of quality in the pilgrim heart mind. That moment when Christ's pilgrim and pilgrim Christ must unite in a far-reaching embrace that abolishes distance and duration, placing the threshold beneath this, the final moment when you still believe you have feet. Amen.
So yeah, I was kind of right about the churchy aspect of that one, wasn't I? Huh? All right, maybe not so much.
One,
but
two, three, four.
Maybe in kind of an opposite way.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Anyway, we'll get back to whatever we're doing here. Let's hear some messages, and we'll be right
back.
Well,
the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Okay, here's my chance to get to a bunch of stuff I haven't gotten to for a while. Because I've been gone. There were sports last week, and then the week before that, there was, I don't know what I was doing. I was here, but I don't remember what I was doing.
Large, dark gray stone building.
high walls surrounding it. The windows, very much like prison cell windows, even on the outside, the rounded tops, the bars.
It's been left. It's almost pristine in its history. When you have a place that's been incarcerating prisoners for 130 years, there's an accumulation of human dust there.
This is Through a Door by Sarah.
A place where there was a lot of suffering, a lot of trauma.
Sarah Boothroyd.
And it has that resonance to it still.
From Deep Wireless number 7.
There were dozens of people who were killed in that jail. There's hundreds of bodies buried around that area.
That building, more than most, has that sense of the past.
The feeling of being in that cell, entombed within solid granite. The walls are smooth. There's nothing to even hook onto because of fear that you might hang yourself. All you see is the shaft of light you may see from your bars.
Standing inside one of the cells, it's very narrow. It's about 3 feet wide. It's only about 8 feet long. And it has a rounded ceiling, with an interesting echo sound to it.
Those are leftover memories of people's lives.
The site of the last public hanging in Canadian history. The location for one of the great acts of misjustice in the history of Canada.
Thomas D'Arcy McGee was one of the founders of Confederation.
He just returned to Parliament.
He gave a fiery speech in the House of Commons.
When he finished speaking, he wrote a note to his daughter back in Montreal, explaining that he would be home on Sunday because it was his birthday. As it happened, he arrived home on Sunday for his funeral.
He left the House of Commons at about 2 a.m.
Snow on the ground. On his own. Truffling along on his cane very slowly.
And as he bent down to open his door, somebody put a pistol to the back of his head and shot him.
Maybe 6 feet long. I can see the brick right through it.
Places have a soul of their own.
Yeah, there's a few cracks in the wall on the left side too. There's a 3 foot crack and a 4 foot crack. They look like lightning bolts. And the floor is kind of a dark red color.
The location for one of the great acts of mischief.
Lying on his back. McGee's hat is still on. His cane is caught underneath him.
Within 24 hours, they'd arrested Patrick James Whelan.
5-day trial. There were paid witnesses.
Prime Minister turned up to sit on the dais beside the judge.
Great deal of pressure to convict.
He declared again and again that he was not guilty, but he wasn't free to say who was because of threats to his family. Last few weeks of his. Very angry, very frightened.
The night before, Whelan is in his cell. He's visited by the Sisters of Mercy. He's then allowed a brief visit by his wife, Bridget. The gallows itself is about 30 steps away from where he is sleeping.
This is the gallows. There's an iron barred door, and then behind that is a regular door with glass window pane in it. And then behind that is yet another barred door.
He's roused. It's cold, very cold February. Given a final meal, brought down the steps.
They've hung a noose.
The executioner went out first to test the trap.
The prisoner stood on the doors.
The hood is dropped on him, the noose is put around, and very quickly.
Dropped 9 feet into eternity.
Right through those doors.
About 3.5 minutes to 7.5 minutes he took for him to die. He was suffocated, he was strangled at the end of that noose. James Patrick Whelan was buried within the grounds of the Nicholas Street Jail.
The body would be buried immediately, would not be given back to the family. Whelan had been assured it would be.
Thank you. convergence of media art, electronic music, and digital culture. Four nights of music on the cutting edge of hip-hop, dubstep, techno, house, and disco. 8 days of inspired media artistry. New Forms Festival 10, September 10th to the 18th. Celebrate sound, light, dance, and experience with the scene's hottest artists. Love & Electric, Love Dancing, Babe Rainbow, the UK's Blue Daisy, Nasty Nasty, from the US, Beat Nation, and Omar S. The Best, plus more. New Forms Festival 10, September 10th to the 18th, a festival for you. Music and Media Arts Exhibition at W2 Storium, 151 West Cordova Street. Info and schedule at newformsfestival.com.
This is Exquisite Corpse Radio, CITR. I'm hearing from Splattertron right now, Lace Curtain Hotel Room. Splattertron sent me an email, it's a local artist. So here's a track from his MySpace. His or her, is it his or her, is Patrick Sampler. That's an interesting name. Lace Curtain Hotel Room is the name of this track by Splattertron. Check it out. So, some stuff from Splattertron there, Lace Curtain Hotel Room. Splattertron, spelled just like it sounds there. Go to the MySpace page and find out more. They're from Vancouver, so very nice, very good, and really appreciate getting that email. And it sounds like I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek, and I'm not. That's beautiful stuff. And really appreciate it. So send some stuff my way if you have a chance. Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. And send it to Bleek, B-L-E-E-K. Send me an email. I'm easy to find on there if you just do a little search on me. And you can send me emails and stuff. It's good. And people get the podcast and they listen to that, evidently, from what I'm hearing. That's what I understand. You know, that's the theory and the rumor. We need to talk about what we heard in the past, though, because I didn't announce. We heard On, which is Christian Fenez, evidently. Well, not evidently. It's pretty much 100%. I heard a track called Blank Space from On, a.k.a. Fenez. Something That Has Form and Something That Does Not is the name of the album from On. On. And that is also spelled just like it sounds, with an O and an N. It's not something like A-W-N or O-N-N-E or something like that, you know. It's O-N. We're here to track, once again, called Blank Space from that. Before that, a Sarah Boothroyd. It kind of sounds like Boothroyd. What kind of a name is that? Is that something you get when hemorrhoids gets way out of control? Boothroyd? And then from there, does it go to Outhouse Royd? And then to Tool Shed Royd? And then maybe to full, I don't know, two-car garage Royd? Holy crap. Then from there, it could even go to Duplex Royd, huh? That sounds painful. And don't even get me started on the high-rise Royd. Oh my god. That was from Deep Wireless number 7. A track called Through a Door. Which is something that I do every now and then. I go through a door. Dorroids? We're about to hear a track any second now. From... I've got Swans coming up. If you're a Swans fan, you stay tuned for that. Won't you? And I've got some Ganglions in the mix here, and other surprises coming up. I think toward the end of the show, once again, we're going to be doing some of the very obscure, I don't know, sort of minimal electro and pseudo-industrial and dark wave and that sort of thing that we bring you every now and then, the stuff that you never hear anymore, but only I can give you because I love you. So here's a PSA. Stay tuned. Swan's coming up.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Right reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
Hey, this is Mark Hosser of Negative Land, and this is my big shot at being a big shot on CITR, where you're listening to Exquisite Corpse at 101.9 with this bleak guy.
Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare.
I'm a coward.
We'll be right back.
Walk away. makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into Annoise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Annoise, music that isn't in its right mind.
And here we are at Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Hey, thanks for visiting with me tonight. It always makes time go by a little faster, and there's always a little hint of maybe romance at the end of the evening. I don't know. How's it going between us here? What do you think? Anything gonna happen, you think? Hey, I'm not saying. I'm just saying. I got REM's Fables of the Reconstruction in front of me now. It's a re-release, a double disc, something that I don't know why they need to do that. They come out with disc 2 and it's full of demos. It's like, okay, you could hear the best track, but why don't you listen to the crappy ones we did before we perfected it? I don't know, maybe they're good. I haven't listened to it yet. I know the album from way back, 1985, and for me, this was the days when REM was still magic, and they were for the first four or five albums. I think it was pure magic to get a new REM album and to listen to some of the tracks, the sort of country gothic that they were doing back then. Beautiful, amazing, magical stuff that really made you feel some sort of passion. And then, I don't know what it was. For some people, REM began with Green or began with... I can't even know what the albums were after that. But it was, for me, that's when it died. It ended. It was over. And it's just a ranting because I'm an old guy. You know, chewing your ear. But that's the way it is. That's the way it was. That's the reality of it all for people around my age group. This was the reality. REM was magic. Anyway, Fables of the Reconstruction was, I believe, the tour that I saw them on. I saw them in Seattle in 85. Thoroughly enjoyed the show. They did Can't Get There From Here and you know, Southern Central Rain. They did everything that was great REM stuff back then. It was wonderful. Anyway, it's hard finding which track to pick from there, but I found one for you. I'm going to be playing that. It's not particularly experimental, like we usually do on this show, but what the heck. We played Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti just a minute ago with Butthouse Blondies from their album Before Today. Ariel Pink's got a band and all that, and he's still weird. Praise the Lord. Ganglions before that with Candy Girl from Monster Head Room, from Ganglions, from Woodcyst Records, a label that never ceases to put a smile on my face. We heard Swans doing Coward or A Coward from Holy Money. Swans, track that I heard once when I was DJing at KUPS Tacoma, and somebody played this track that I played from Swans, that Coward track. You know, it's all creepy and dark and negative. and I'm a coward. Put your knife in me, right? And I ran back to the studio because the guy came on right after me was playing this. And I went, what the hell is this? It's Swans, man. It's totally cool, yeah. That sort of hipster DJ thing. And so I was a Swans fan from then on. What year was that? It was about 1988, I think. And so that catches us up on where we're at right now on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Hey, remember I played that whole show about building a treehouse? And we did a little more, did a few updates on the treehouse, put in a new window with nice clean stained glass sort of stuff on it. And put in a door, and we spent the night up there on Friday, last Friday. And it was a beautiful, marvelous thing to stay way up there, so far off the ground, inside a treehouse built on top of trees. Treehouse sort of implies that, doesn't it? Did I have to be that specific? I don't know. It was a beautiful thing. And You can check that out at my my Facebook page, which is Bleek Swinney. If you just search that up, BLEEK, BL two E's one K, SWINNEY. It's not Sweeney, and I still get mail from people sending me CDs and whatnot. Say Bleek Sweeney. It's not Sweeney like Sweeney Todd. It's Sweeney like Sweeney the Pooh. Maybe not as cool, but it's just the way it is. Sweeney the Pooh. Bleek Sweeney. And anyway, you can see pictures of the treehouse and whatnot. And also, I'm trying to raise some money for the Paws for a Cause walk. It's for the SPCA. So if you go there, you can donate to this great cause, which is for hurt and injured animals and sheltered animals. And animal shut-ins or something, I don't know. Anyway, go there and please donate some money to my cause of doing the Paws for a Cause thing. Would you do that? At Bleek Sweeney on the Facebook thing? All right, just do that, would you? I would love that. Okay, I'm going to head into some REM right now. And not a further ado-do in my seat anymore. Rushes. We'll be right back. that is a track called Kate from Chandra. I know nothing about them, except they're on Anesthetics Wearing Off, number 9, a various artist compilation that is sort of a unofficial download kind of thing, if you know what I'm saying. We heard R.E.M., Green Grow the Rushes from Life's Rich Pageant before that, and back when R.E.M. was a beautiful, wonderful, mysterious thing. And I told you about that. All right, what the hell. Okay, I'm going to play this again for you. And I want you to listen. New Forms Festival's coming up, so check it out.
The convergence of media art, electronic music, and digital culture. 4 nights of music on the cutting edge of hip-hop, dubstep, techno, house, and disco. 8 days of inspired media artistry. Inspired. New Forms Festival 10, September 10th to the 18th. Celebrate sound, light, dance, and experience with the scene's hottest artists. Love and Electric, Love Dancing, Babe Rainbow, the UK's Blue Daisy, Nasty Nasty, from the US, Beat Nation, and Omar S. The Best, plus more. New Forms Festival 10, September 10th to the 18th, a festival for you. Music and Media Arts Exhibition at W2 Storyium, 151 West Cordova Street. Info and schedule at newformsfestival.com. We'll be right back.
Open the doors.
Fears in our dreams.
They're ugly.
Something brings them out.
Radio almost on our way out of here now. Chris Burke. That was Freud with a little starting track there called Open the Doors. And then Freud from Chris Burke's Idioglossia, 1989, one of the highlight albums of my existence, I would say. It's just certain things that grab certain people, and you can't explain why. Sometimes it's just the way it is. We heard a compilation, part of a compilation of tracks compiled by Mike Sniper of Blank Dogs. He did a, evidently, I don't know, it looks like it was a cassette called Platform, Capture Track, C60, cassette. And he grouped together a bunch of stuff. And a lot of it was sort of minimal electro and some new stuff. And what we heard was a track from Sad Lovers and Giants called Clint, evidently. Yes. We are about out of here. I better get just rolling on out and say goodnight. Thanks for listening. And until next week, remember, the future is bleak. Thunderbird Radio Hell is next. Stay tuned for that. What? There's something else I was going to tell you, and I don't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, here's a track from a compilation I tried putting together. It's called Unsung 80s, and I was going to release this as a download for people I know who were maybe born in the 80s, never exposed to this sort of thing, which I think was unsung 80s stuff that usually the 80s gets a lot of people shit on it a lot, you know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of stuff that I think was unsung that did okay, that was really inspiring, that really kept breaking ground and was wonderful stuff. And one of these tracks, there's a bunch of them. One of them was Wall of Voodoo. And you never hear anything from Wall of Voodoo anymore, and if you ever do, of course, it's going to be Mexican radio, which is kind of sad. They had a few brilliant songs. Stan Ridgway was one brilliant writer, so we're going to be hearing one of his tracks from Wall of Voodoo, Call of the West, right now on Exquisite Corpse Radio. Good night, folks. Good night.
Where is this? All right. All right. Whoa, hey. All right, here we go.
Claims on these prairies.